You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Are you someone who enjoys a schedule? Are you obsessed with that new planner of yours? Do you love the feeling at the end of the day when your to-do list is checked off? Maybe you're ready to get super focused in your home and work life. Well, my friends, I have just the gift for you. I've created some business, mindset, and organizational tools that are available for you today. Simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. Once you confirm your email, those tools are sent your way, as well as a link for you to join my exclusive Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Network. This is a community for women who want it all and deserve it all. It's a place for you to meet others just like you to share what you have going on in your everyday life. New business, new baby, new recipes, new workouts, and so much more. It's all allowed because, as I always say, sharing is caring. The Happy Workaholic Network is also the home for the conversations to continue after each episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If this sounds like something that you want to become a part of, then join us today. I cannot wait to see you in the group. And don't forget to tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic when using your tool so I can share your work on my stories. Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode. You are listening to show number 171. And if you didn't listen to episode 170, go back and do that because there's a lot happening with this show that I'm so freaking pumped up about, to be honest. So I am right now in my car. It's running and the AC is on low, so I'll have to edit some of that background noise out. But I'm in La Jolla staring at the ocean. And it was kind of loud outside, so I stayed in my car. And that's the best part about having a podcast is that there's no rules. I can record on my phone and produce on my desktop, or I can record on my fantastic microphone I have and produce shows from anywhere with my computer. Like, I could literally produce my show in the car and upload it and syndicate it to all the podcasting platforms right now with my hotspot. That is like the best part about having a show. So in episode 170, I mentioned a lot of things that were going on and what's to come with the future of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm working on a lot of series, so turn back, listen to episode 170 to check out all of those things up and coming and who I need to talk to. And then also, I want to remind you that I have a huge goal. I'm trying to hit 200 reviews by my 200th episode. So that's only 29 episodes away. So if you could please do me the favor, if you haven't left me a review yet, go ahead and do so on Apple Podcasts or iTunes and let me know what you think of this episode, previous episodes, what you want to hear more of, because it really helps me create more of the content that you are going to love. I say this all the time, so it's like I'm a broken record. Also, speaking of broken records, I'm sure you're probably sick of hearing about my legal case by now. And because I know I'm sick of talking about it, because I'm kind of at a stage in my life now where I'd like to continuously help more people. And I just can't do that until I'm done with my own legal case. But speaking of legal, If you follow me on Instagram stories, it's basically where I live and share the most. If you're not following me, we can connect. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I shared earlier last week that I've decided to move forward with my next chapter in life, which is the legal aspect. So I've decided to take the bar. I know, it's insane. Like, I still can't believe, like, I've actually decided. So when I was posting on Instagram stories, I was basically, I think I was saying I was like 95%, 99% sure. But I've had so many doctors and other attorneys tell me, like, why don't you just do that? So in the state of California, Virginia, Vermont, and Washington, you actually do not have to go to law school to become an attorney. So if you have seen or heard that Kim Kardashian is going to become an attorney, she hired a team to help her study to take the bar. That's exactly what I'm going to do. We're lucky we don't have to. I think Kim is doing it because, you know, she's going to the White House. She's trying to pass all these laws and get people out of jail. And she really needs those credentials for people to take her serious. That's why she posted her team on Instagram. Like, this was months ago. So since January, when I found out I was misdiagnosed, I, you know, was calling a million attorneys, 111 to be exact. I'm still alive. Nobody would take my case. Long story short, I'm representing myself, and I'm sorry if this is like repeated 100 times because I've been talking about it forever. But for those of you that are new to my show, welcome, and this is my life. So 111 attorneys basically want to take my case because one, they didn't want to travel. Two, I'm still alive. Three, they didn't want to invest the time because they didn't think they'd win. Well, I spent 6 months of 30, 40 hours a week dedicating and researching and doing all the things that needs to happen when you create legal cases. So I did 6 of them. I'm dealing with the medical side as well as the legal side because I went after them both ways. So that's like in addition to. So if you remember my beautiful 71-page fax I sent out, that actually has gone forward on the medical side. And I'm dealing with 2 investigators over there. And then I had the 6 investigators, 6 attorneys, and 6 insurance companies on the legal side. So because I'm just not the type of person that likes to sit around and wait, I like to get shit done, I decided to do all of the work for them. I know, I'm like a fucking lunatic. But listen, unless you do shit yourself sometimes, it's just not going to get done. And I'm not about to sit around and wait for 3 more years to move on with my life. Like, I'm ready to move on and help other people. So that's exactly what has happened. And I've documented this whole entire journey on my Instagram. You can see when I was sick, when I wasn't really sick. You know, I've gone through chemo. I've been pumped with blood transfusions. And I had a metal device in my body. I was sick from all the stuff I was on for no reason. So, you know, I've shared my story so many times. This podcast started because I was sharing my story. And now I'm sharing the story of how you can actually create your own medical malpractice case, because there's nothing on the internet that shows you how to do this. There's nobody telling you, like, you can do it. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. Here are the steps. Here is what it's really going to take. Like, you have to give up everything. Everything. I have no life. Like, I have dedicated everything to getting myself better, detoxing my body, preventing myself from entering a mental institution because, like, it's legit that stressful. And I know I don't really show that part online, and most of it's because, you know, I'm running a business at the same time and I don't want my clients to think I'm like cuckoo. But I'm still getting my work done for them and producing amazing shows and writing like the best content ever. And that is what truly, you know, like everybody says, lights me on fire. Like, I seriously am obsessed with my clients. They're amazing. And I'm so incredibly grateful and lucky that I get to wake up and do that every day and work with so many other people that want a show. But there's also, you know, the other half of me where I need the credentials now to help other people. A lot of other patients are contacting me saying, can you please help me with my case? Can you please show me how you organized your records? Like, just show me what you did. That doesn't exist. And so I'm creating it. And I posted earlier on my Instagram this week that, you know, I go to the beach to, you know, record podcast episodes and to cry and to vent and to journal and to meditate and to, you know, sunbathe and have a cocktail. Like, I need to be by the water. I need to be at the water every day. If I'm not, like, I legit, like, lose my mind. And so the fact that I get to wake up and I can see the water from my window now is, like, incredible. And I've busted my behind, literally, to get to where I am right now. I have never given up. And that is my advice to you. No matter what you're going through in life, you just need to get your head right and journal the shit out of your feelings, like, get that shit out on paper and move the F on. You need to not stop for anything. Like, no matter what it is, if you're going through a divorce, if you're going through any legal case, if you're going through a breakup or something with your kids or a school or whatever, health reasons, whatever the case may be, you just can't give up. If you give up, you lose. You have to fight. You have to stay strong. You contact me, I will be your number one cheerleader. You have to have a very, very tight group of people around you that will 150% support you. Oh my God, why am I getting so emotional? Oh my God. But this is my real life, and I've never hid anything. And the fact that, you know, I have other doctors and attorneys telling me I should go take the bar, like, I've done all the work. You know, I was like, the only thing that is honestly holding me back is my memory loss. And I'm afraid that I won't remember when it comes time to knowing the answers. But I'm doing a lot of therapy, and hope, and it's bringing back a lot of stuff now from my childhood, though, not recently, like over the last 3 years, which is very odd. But that's what happens with this EMDR therapy. So back to my legal movement. So in order to help more patients, in order to, you know, do more with medical malpractice legal cases and all of those things, I need the credentials for people to take me seriously. So that, my friends, is exactly what I'm going to do. So luckily, I'm in the state of California and I can actually just go take the bar. I mean, it's going to cost me about $5,000 to go through Barbary, which is a company, and get all of the knowledge and training and everything I need in order to physically take the test, which is another $1,500. It might be around like $6,000 to study, go through the schooling, and then, you know, obviously learn all of this information about law, and then go take the test and hope I pass. There's a 60 to 70% passing rate right now. Or no, I think it's 60 to 80%. Sorry, I'm actually looking at my notes. I wrote that down. Through the Barbary course I'm actually going to take, and that's, again, like $3,500. So it's probably going to take me like, it's probably going to cost me like $6,000. But then my plans after that is to open a consulting business and help other patients with their legal cases. I need the credentials in order for people to take me seriously. I have the experience on both ends. I'm the patient and I'm the attorney. So I don't know why I wouldn't, like, not move forward with this, because it's such a great way to be able to help other people, because going through anything health related is a fortune. I was just with a friend last night and she was telling me about her other friend, and the husband got injured and they had to cash out their entire retirement to transport him somewhere, and now they're broke and now they have no savings, and shit like this happens every single day and nobody's talking about it. There's rules and laws that should be in place that give you an extended allotted period of time for your case, for litigation to happen, for you to sue. And it's just insane that these things aren't, like, set into place. So I feel that if I'm still here and I've survived all the shit that I've just mentally, physically, and emotionally gone through and put my body through hell, and my friends and everybody around me and you guys listening, like, there's a reason. And the reason is because if I go to take the bar and I have those credentials of being an attorney now, I can help so many other patients legally. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So the bar is, the next bar is February and July. So there's no way I'm going to be ready by February. And I honestly don't want to rush it. I still want to move forward with my adoption. I still need to finish my case. I have 3 more left that should be done within a month. You know, something else I talk about all the time on my Instagram stories is my email tracker that my friend Bree told me about. It's on my desktop as well as my cell phone. So when I send emails out, I have a tracker. So I know how many times you're answering my emails. I mean, opening my emails and not responding to me. So that's when I pick up the phone and call these attorneys. Like, what are you waiting for? And you know, sometimes I have to call and block my number and use a fake name so they pick up. But listen, if you need to get shit done and you're in a serious time frame, that's just something you have to do. If you need to have an important conversation on the phone. So I've had all kinds of names over the past few months. And my tactics work, but now they kind of caught on. So they just like, whenever it's blocked, they don't answer now. And I also have 2 other phone numbers and I think that they recognize them. But whatever the case is, like, I'm only waiting on 1 more record and then it moves forward and then 1 other person and then that moves forward. I'm just not going to talk about that part because I don't want to say anything I shouldn't. So, let's just say I'm almost done. Oh, there's a beautiful helicopter going over. So on my birthday, June 10th, I sent out everything for my case after preparing it for about 6 solid months. And okay, so that's July, August. I'm totally counting on my fingers right now. July, August, September 10th is 90 days. That was, my goal was to be done in August because all this shit happened to me August 2016. So I would have liked to be wrapped up by August 2019. And I was with quite a few. However, everybody else likes to take their sweet ass time and ignore me. So if they had not done that, I would have been done and I would have like hit my goal, but that's fine. So I kind of need to stop bothering them a little bit because like, they need to, well, I shouldn't even say that because I follow up with them every day. So scratch that thought. I just need to be done like by the end of September. So then that would have been, so July, August, September, October. So October 10th is 4 months. I'm fine with that. And then I can move on with my life. So October 10th is the deal. Done deal. Like I'm going to be done. There's no reason why this shouldn't be wrapped up. And just so you know, how good I really am at this. Like this is me bragging for a moment because I'm so proud of myself and my therapist is telling me that I should be proud of myself. So now I am. I'm very proud. So if I did perhaps find an attorney to take my case, I would have had to wait about 2 to 3 years, minimum 2 years, and I would have probably walked away with $100,000. 2 to 3 years. That's a whole nother lifetime of like, I just did 3 years of like doing all this. There's no way in hell I would have survived. I don't understand that time frame. This is why, again, I'm going to take the bar and become an attorney because I am getting this done 6 cases, not 1, 6, and 2 other on the medical side. So really that's 8 in 4 months. I mean, everything is done. So what the hell takes these attorneys for like 2 to 3 years, 4 years? Like I have all the evidence. I have like everything done and I've done all of it by myself. These law firms have paralegals. They have assistants. They have interns. They have teams of people put into place to pull records, to do admin, to do logistics, to do the money, to do court, to, you know, present evidence. I've done all of that myself. Oh my God, I almost, sorry, I almost choked. I'm so fired up. I've done all of that myself. I've done the work. So why should patients have to wait any longer? Like relive the nightmare. That's the other thing. Every time you go to pull records and you have to look at your records, guess what you're looking at? Your past life, how depressing it is. You want to throw up because I mean, I know I did. It's all over my Instagram stories. If you look at my highlights, I was searching for medical records, for hospital records, and I didn't even remember being on certain medications. I didn't remember going to an ER for a certain a problem that I had. I like forget what again what it is right now, but I went to the ER for I forget what it was, but in Vegas, and that kind of like started a lot of things, and I was like, oh my God, look at this list of medications. And I call my friend, I'm like, do you remember that I was on this drug? Do you remember when I went to the ER that day? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't remember. I have zero recollection of any of these things happening. So you can only imagine like where my mind goes. Like I'm immediately depressed. I'm so angry. Meditation and CBD oil does not do the trick, my friends. As much as I use it, like I hope for the best. I actually don't take anything now, which is like really insane. It's not enough. Your mind cannot recover when you're going through it repeatedly, 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 which is again why it's great to have an attorney, because you don't have to deal with that shit. You can move on with your life, and then you hire an attorney to do that for you. So that's what I want to do. I want to be the attorney for that person to alleviate the stress. Reliving this nightmare is not a fun time. And then, you know, when I go to my therapy, I'm reliving, like, thinking I'm going to die every 5 seconds. And I still think that. And it's awful because I still, like, I have this mindset, like, I'm going to be blind and paralyzed. I'm going to die from the drugs I'm on. I'm going to die from the chemo I got. Like, that shit's real. I don't think I've ever said that, but there you go. So I have to live with that every single day. And it's not fun. It's not fun at all. And the only thing that's gotten me through it is my tight group of friends. And, you know, I do my meditation. I do my hypnosis. I do my oil diffusers. And I am constantly talking to people or I need to be alone. And music is like my number one go-to. Like I have like all these random playlists on my Spotify that like keep me, like going, really, I should say, because if it wasn't for that, I would have lost my mind by now and for sure would have been in a mental institution. And I say that like I'm not even kidding. Like you will go crazy going through what I just did. Somehow I've survived and I just persevered, and I know that I am able to help so many other people by continuously sharing my story. I started day one when I was told I had MS. I got on a Facebook Live. I cried my eyes out. Oh, I'm getting choked up. And I, you know, asked for help, and I needed help, and I needed to know other people that were going through that because I was so scared. And then I was, I'm so emotional. See like how crazy this is just talking about it, and people want to like pay me to go speak somewhere and talk about it. Like how is that going to happen? I'm going to need glasses, like little windshield wipers on them. Oh my God. It's so emotional talking about it. I'm getting so fired up because I know that I'm almost done, but the point of it, this whole story and the point of this whole episode is that I've shared my story from day one and it's not over. It's going to be over, hopefully, like I said, October 10th. But then after that, I'm going to seriously need a break. I'm going to Cabo or somewhere. I'm so sensitive to heat right now. Like in San Diego, it's like 85 today and it's like too much. So the fact that I'm planning to go to Vegas soon is like way too much. But anyway, I need to go somewhere by myself and just like figure out like my next chapter. I know I'm moving forward with my adoption. I know I'm moving forward with taking the bar, becoming an attorney. I'm going to help all these patients, and I'm creating systems and putting them in place so that people don't have to do what I just did. No one should have to do what I just did. Sorry, I'm like so worked up, but I'm like so proud of myself, and I'm just like finally realizing like what the hell I just accomplished, and it just like is crazy. And you know, the first thing out of anybody's mouth is, you know, what does your family say? Like, thank God you're with your family. I have zero family. My family decided to stop talking to me when I got sick. And even if you don't have healthy relationships with family members, usually what happens is that you come together when someone thinks they're dying or you're getting drugs that can kill you. And that, however, wasn't the case. So my family is my friends, and I'm just so lucky, and you guys listening, and like my clients and people online, and like that was also like awful, and I will never forgive them. And that's just something I have to deal with. But like the fact that I'm still alive, like fighting, it just proves that like I have to help so many other people and help them fight, because no one should have to go through what I just did. And I just can't believe like I survived. You know, I'm staring at the ocean, and I've been posting a lot lately because I started my chemo in August 2 years ago, and every week I had chemo. And that's another thing. I was also overdosed with it. The normal protocol is twice a year, and I had it every week, every month. So all these time hop memories keep coming up, and I would just like be hashtagging the hell of like dreaming of the ocean or wishing I was at the ocean. And here I am like at the ocean now, like talking about like, it's like backwards, like talking about like looking back into my life of like being in that chemo chair thinking I was gonna die. It's just so crazy. So I feel like if I'm lucky enough to get through this and fight like hell, like I need to help other patients. There's just no way about it other than I'm gonna have to go take the bar and become an attorney myself. I've done the work on both sides. Now I just need to learn. I mean, it's literally the hardest test I'm ever going to take in my life. There's so many people that have to take it multiple times, and they go to law school for years. Like, it's probably going to be the hardest thing ever. But if I survived this, I know that I can survive taking the bar, and then I could just do it again if it doesn't work out. I actually went to a new bank yesterday, and the woman that opened my accounts for me, her daughter just took the bar. How ironic is that? And so she was telling me how she's going to take it again because she wasn't happy with her score. It was a little bit under than like 160, I think it was. I forget, but she wasn't happy, and she was saying how she like got so stressed out and she was filling in the answers wrong, down vertically rather than horizontally, or opposite. I forget. But anyway, it was just so weird that I was talking to her, and then you know, she was telling me the story about her daughter. It was just like so ironic. Anyway, so thank you for listening to my cry session. Thank you for supporting my show. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. But this is probably like, I've been wanting to record this show for a while, but I just honestly couldn't figure out like if I was going to move forward with things. But the more that I talk about it, the more like proud I am of myself, and the more confident, like I have this confidence like I've never had before. Like I've always been confident, I've never really had a problem with that, but I have this like superpower now. I'm like so ready to help all of these patients. I just need to somehow like get my memory in check so I can remember what I'm going to be studying to take the bar and pass to then become an attorney so I can help all these other patients. So if you're listening and you're going through something and you need your records organized, contact me, because there's a lot of people that have been doing that and I want to be able to help you. So I'll share with you how I did mine. And then, you know, if you have malpractice questions, I'm not an attorney yet, but I can give you some information that I've personally used to help with my case. You know, my Med Chat Monday series on YouTube is coming back this month, hopefully. I had to take a break, but there's already a lot of videos there on my YouTube channel, so I'll put the link in the show notes. And once I'm done with my legal case, hopefully October 10th, let's just stick with that date, October 10th the latest, absolute latest, but it shouldn't even be that long. When I'm done with my legal case, I can then start uploading all the content to my YouTube channel about how I actually did this, because I've been holding that information back because obviously I'm not going to kill my strategy. I'm not dumb. So I've been hiding all those videos, but I've been documenting this whole entire time. So I'm ready to share that so I can help so many other patients out there, because there's nothing on the internet that will help you. I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's about to do this crazy thing. But nothing in my life has ever been normal. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I've worked on over 60 cruise ships and yachts traveling the world. Like, nobody does that. Nobody wants to clear customs every week on a boat, on a plane, and all that, this, like, craziness, carrying around, like, an 80-pound suitcase full of makeup. Like, nobody does that job. I created it. That's why I had it. It was very odd, but that was like a past life. But it's just, again, so crazy. So thank you guys so much for listening to this show. And I can't believe I just cried like 5 times. But clearly I'm passionate about this topic, because that's the only time I cry these days, when I'm like fired up and like just talking about something I'm so passionate about. Like, the objective and the moral of the story is I'm going to become an attorney next chapter in my life, and I'm going to help hundreds and thousands of other patients with the information I'm about to share when I'm done with my own legal case. So I wanted to share it here with you guys, because it just needs to be shared. I'm so excited. So I think that is all I have today. So, you know, if you've been waiting for this episode, I was supposed to post it last week, actually, but it was moving day, so that didn't work out. But we are back to my normal schedule of shows, and you can expect some more series. So again, tune back to episode 170 from earlier this week. You can hear about all the exciting series coming out, but you can again expect all new solo shows from me every Friday from now on. And I think that's all I have, other than the fact, if you loved this episode of me crying and sharing all of that, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because my goal, again, I have 29 more episodes to hit 200 reviews. So if you could do that, if you could share it with a friend, anybody that needs to hear my show, share it with them. We're in 63 countries now, which is like insane. I'm going to start introducing more brands, more hosts, more series. Like, there's so much happening. Once I'm done with my case, Once I'm done with my case, I'll be able to spend a lot more time on my podcast. Finally, 3 years later, finally. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for leaving me a review. Wink, wink. And thank you for sharing this episode with somebody that you think needs to hear it. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram, so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.